Amid civil war discourse, three quarters of Britons worried about political violence. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 16, 2025. Vast majority of Britons believe the country is broken and in decline in polling that comes amid a broader discussion on whether Western nations including the United Kingdom are showing signs of having achieved a pre-civil war state. Some 76% of the British public are worried about political violence. Polling by Merlin Strategy for Campaign Group Looking for Growth, LFG, and published by The Sun on Sunday states. The polling prompted a prominent expert on civil wars who has previously warned about the danger to Western nations like the United Kingdom to observe the government faces simultaneous crises which, it was implied, they were not equal to taming. As for why so many fear outbreaks of political violence, the report states 68% say they believe the country is in decline and 65% say the country is already broken. The distribution of this fatalistic belief is relatively evenly distributed across political outlook. While 81% of Reform UK party backers say the country is broken, their clearest ideological opponents, the left-wing Labour Party, sees a full half of their supporters say the same. The figures will be a matter of concern for the UK's Labour-controlled government, if for no other reason than their own voters holding such pessimistic views. LFG stated that, based on the polling, radical change is needed. They predicted, if bold action isn't taken by politicians now, our nation faces a very dark future. The Sun on Sunday cited the remarks of Dr. Lawrence Newport, LFG co-founder, who remarked, "Voters are not just feeling crushed economically. They are now fearful that political violence could ensue if the government does not reverse the country's decline. When a system stops delivering and people stop believing, things break. That's where we are now." The astonishing polling comes as the possibility for systemic failure and social collapse to trigger protracted violence has suddenly this year become a subject for speculation and debate, even if it hasn't yet broken through into the wider public sphere. As reported, King's College London War Studies Professor David Betts kickstarted this discourse with a series of articles and podcast appearances expressing the view he said he reached through comparing the conditions of Western states to the existing expert literature on the causes of civil war. According to his view, many high-migration Western states are already in a pre-civil war state and there is now no political off-ramp from the path to violence because already past the tipping point and there isn't anything they can do, it's baked in. We're already past the tipping point. Responding specifically to the LFG study, Betts reached back to his point that it appeared there were no normal politics routes left available to prevent violence and challenging their assertion that all was needed now was bold action. He said, "It's not just that the government has to reverse decline somehow, while at the same time owning up to what looks like a long-standing rapes for votes scheme, but handle the next propaganda of the deed event, all at the same time." Professor Betts's caustic reference to the Rapes for Votes scheme comes as the UK government finally relented on agreeing to a full national inquiry with legal powers into the decades-long scandal of the industrial-scale child rape for profit of young white girls by predominantly Pakistani heritage gangs. Labelled Britain's Chernobyl, if the inquiry does indeed find there is evidence behind long-made assertions that local government and even the police were involved in covering up the grooming and abuse of children, or that politicians aided the cover-up in return for bloc votes, Britain's state could suffer a massive legitimacy shock. Today, the Shadow Home Secretary Chris Phillips said of the alleged cover-up that may be on the verge of finally being exposed. "What I've heard in the last few months, meeting retired police officers and meeting survivors, and what has really shocked me, has been the way that this was deliberately covered up over years and possibly decades. It wasn't that people were just negligent or just didn't look into it properly. They deliberately and actively covered it up. I'm talking about senior police officers, local council leaders, social services, the Crown Prosecution Service. And the reason they deliberately covered it up for years was because the victims were mainly very young white girls, often from troubled backgrounds, from care homes and so on, whereas the perpetrators were mainly of Pakistani heritage. And people in authority at the time were more concerned about so-called race relations than they were about protecting young girls."